This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Kristen Eggerling. Her book is called Breath of Wilderness, The Life of Sigurd Olsen, and it was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the Children's Literature category. Good morning, Kristen. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. It's an honor to speak with you. Congrats on the nomination. This book is a wonderfully concise tale, and I realize it was nominated in the children's literature category, but even for adults, it really gives a great idea of Sigurd's life, and a book about a man that to me, I've heard about him in my life, and sort of always seems larger than life, so it's always interesting to realize with books like this what a real person he was, yet he's such a legend in this area.
That's right. He is.
He's somebody that didn't originally come from the Northland. He was born in Chicago, but he, as a young person with his parents, moved up to northeastern Wisconsin, and that's where the love began. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, his dad was a Baptist minister, and they moved to Wisconsin, and they lived in they moved around in Wisconsin. He lived in a few places, but he even talks about when he still lived in Chicago, walking in the park with his mom and noticing the leaves when he was 5 years old. So he was instantly drawn to the outdoors and to the beauty of the outdoors, even when he lived in the city.
When he came to northeastern Minnesota and found the wonderful lakes and rivers in the north, it was another touchstone for him.
Very much. He didn't know that wilderness existed like it does in what's now the Boundary Waters Canoe area, and he was just blown away by it. He couldn't believe it.
And he soon learned to spread that love to other people in his writings and his teachings. How did he get into that idea?
Well, he found, he'd always enjoyed writing, but he found he had a gift to share the story of the wilderness and convince people that it was worth saving. Sig was able to emotionally connect. He found this emotional connection with the outdoors, and he was able to connect that way with other people through his writings and through speaking. And he created many wilderness advocates through that emotional connection.
Well, and then his work in the 1960s on with the National Park Service, too, another great way for him to spread the word about the importance of having nature areas. And yet, when the Boundary Waters issue came along in the 1970s, the people of northeastern Minnesota, some of them kind of turned against him and their appreciation of his love of nature. What was the source of that conflict?
Well, and that had happened even before that, but people, he lived in Ely, and many of his fellow neighbors, they made their living off of the wilderness by logging or whatnot, and they also enjoyed the wilderness snowmobiling and using motorized vehicles. And so what Sig was proposing threatened their way of life, and it was a challenge. Unfortunately, he became a pariah in his own community.
It is unfortunate, especially in retrospect. People may not realize the conflict that happened over the Boundary Waters Canoe area now 30, 40 years ago, that there was indeed a big conflict about it. People take for granted today that everybody just loves this quiet, unspoiled piece of nature.
That's true.
What inspired you to write this story?
Well, I discovered Sig's story. I didn't know that much about him. You know, I knew he had an Ely connection, and I knew that he had the Boundary Waters connection, and he was a writer. But when I looked into his story, which I think is about his love for wild places and how that love transformed his life but also changed the world, I just thought it was such a great story for kids and for adults. And there was no children's book written about Sig, so I felt like I had to tell his story.
It so easily could have become a much longer, more detailed sort of adult version of the story, so I appreciate that you did write this for a broader audience.
Yeah, thank you. It started out as a longer picture book for children, but they morphed into a chapter book, and there was so much to say that it's hard not to say more.
What is the takeaway for this for people who need to invite them into this book to really get an idea in a phrase what Sigurd Olsen is about? What is the essence of this man?
Well, I just think the fact that he changed the world with his passion for writing in the outdoors. He, you know, he struggled to find his purpose in life, and he figured it out. It was his love of writing and his love of the outdoors, and he was able to harness that passion for both of those things to change the world. And I think that's what the essence of Sigurd Olsen is.
Well, it's a
and
wonderful
standing up for what he believed in, even in the face of tremendous adversity.
It's a lovely tale, and Kristen, I appreciate your writing it, and congratulations again on the NEMBA nomination. It's really great.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the radio.
Indeed, take care.
Thank you.
Kristen Eggerling, the author of Breath of Wilderness, The Life of Sigurd Olsen, published by Fulcrum Publishing, and was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the Children's Literature category. All this summer, we'll bring you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award-winning authors and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.